My name is Alena, and I'm from Russia. I'm Russian, Korean, Russian, whatever. I don't speak Korean, but I speak Russian and a little bit English, so hopefully you'll understand me. Today I wanted to share how God is awesome, and I really love Him. He knows it. I wanted to share who's God for me, because it's so important. I know when I was a kid, and when my parents, they were quarreling all the time, and they were fighting because my father was alcohol addict, and he was really easy to be angry, and so we had a lot of problems with that. And every time when my parents were fighting, I was hiding under under the blanket, and I was praying to God that He will protect me and protect my mom. I remember this feeling that there is no one who will protect me, only God. And this is was the first feeling of God's presence in my life, that He will protect me, that He is my shelter. And when I read the Psalms, and David said that, God, you are my shelter, and he said, yeah, I understand you, David. I understand you. I know that God is my shelter. And when my father passed away, it was a little bit hard for me, because even though my father was not perfect at all, he was my father. I was the youngest one. I was daddy's daughter. He always tried to please me, do some surprises for me and take care of me and all this stuff. And he understood me, and whatever I will say to him, I know that he won't say anyone. He will keep my secret. And it was important for me. And when my father passed away, I was kind of alone, and I felt what the heck going on in my life. I'm alone. I don't have father, I don't have brother, I don't have a boyfriend. And so what I will do? And I from this moment I knew that God, He's my father. And he really takes care of me. He makes He makes surprises for me, and it's so awesome. He really, it's one example. When I was in Russia, I really want to have a book stand, a really good book stand, because I'm translating books, and so I really need it. And I looking through all the bookstores, and I couldn't find it. I will pay any money. I just need a book stand. And so when I came to Korea, and I was sitting in my sister's house, and I was helping her to clean the house, and okay, what is it? And she said, oh, it's a wooden book stand. I don't need it. We have to, throw it away. No! This is exact book stand that I wanted. Really? And she said, really? You can have it. And then on the next day, we went to the one of pastor's house, and it was sitting in the bus, and it was oh my gosh, I want this soup. I don't remember the name, Korean soup with the chicken. I love this soup. And so I really want this soup. It was just my thought. And so when we came to pastor house, guess what we had for dinner? Exact the same soup that I wanted. God, you're so awesome. I even didn't pray. I didn't even fasted. I just gosh, it's just so amazing. And He really takes care of me. And I understood that, He's the best father ever. The best father ever. And when I went to the mission, I'm not a missionary. I went just, for the mission trips. And I remember Helen Simonim said that whenever she went to the mission, God provided her family, increased the income. For me, it was vice versa, all the time. wedding, every time when I go to mission, it's just like lack of money. Like, really so bad. Like, you know, like, oh my gosh, you have no idea. Like, cut off electricity. It's just like, gosh, it's bad. It was really bad. So when I went to United States, Hawaii, for studying in the Bible school and then staffing Bible school. Okay, Hawaii. Everyone like, yeah, you will have fun. Go have fun. Okay, I came to Hawaii with $3 in my pocket. $3 in my pocket. And my family had no money to pay. And so I was sitting in my room. We lived like 8 girls in this room. And it was like my third week of study. And I'm so picky. I have, you know, I need the exact type of pen to write, that my handwriting will be cool, and like, you know, all this stuff. I love chocolate and all this stuff. And so like, I was sitting there in my room like, gosh, I have, like, I need pen, I need, like, I don't know, hair shampoo, I need, like, I want chocolate, and I'm really craving for green tea. Really craving for green tea. And so, at the same moment, someone knocked to my door, and so I opened, and I was only one Russian, and I really wanted to talk in Russian, because at that time, my English was really poor, really bad, and I was so tired of listening English, writing English, reading English, and everything English. So, like, and it was really kind of, like, stressful, and so someone knocked to my door, and I opened it, and there were, like, girl, really tall, really, like, supermodel, and like, whoa, and she said, like, on the poor Russian, hi, how are you? Like, hi, like, okay, you speak Russian? Yeah, I am, like, from Kazakhstan, but I speak Russian, like, this is my native language. Really cool, I'm just your neighbor, I live just, like, this room, like, next to you. Whoa, okay. And she said, I'm going to the store now. Do you need something? And so in my mind, okay, I need a lot of stuff, but I have only $3. So like, no thanks, I don't need anything. And so she just like looked at me and said, just sit down, like make a list what you need. And like, okay. So I sat down and like, okay, I will ask to buy her pants and like hair shampoo. And like, later, I will give her money back. Like, and so I listed only like pants and hair shampoo, and I gave her a list. And so when she came, she bought me like whole bunch of pants. Like, I don't know, like 20 pants, exact the same that I wanted, like really thin one, and like that bottle of shampoo. Like, I don't know, like for 1 year maybe. And so, and she said, like, hey, come to my place. And so I came to her place, and she said, hey, do you like chocolate? Like, yeah. So she said, I don't know why I bought, like, a lot of this stuff. Like, okay, you can, like, take one package. And so she gave me that package of Snickers. Like, thank you. And she said, hey, by the way, do you like green tea? Wow. Yes, I like green tea. And she said, I don't know why I bought it, because I don't like green tea. I never drink green tea. I don't know why. I just take it. And so she gave me a whole package of green tea. And it was like with this package of stuff. And I was sitting and crying in my room. That like, okay. And I still have my $3 in my pocket. So he's my portion. And I understood, like, he's my portion. He is... my stability in my life, because for me it was always like, okay, if I will do next step, what okay, I have to be sure that everything is ready and I have like someone covering my back. But he does like this. He's awesome God. And I was always like wondering, okay, what about my future? I'm 31 years old. I have to, like, you know, to make a career, or like to be successful, or to get married finally, or like something, you know, I have to do some stuff in my life, in my age. And I was like always like, okay, what about my future? What about my future? What about my future? And it was really bothering me. But recently I understood that, like, okay, Alena, do you like surprises? I love surprises. Do you like traveling? I love traveling. Do you love to make new friends? Oh my gosh, I love making new friends. Do you love to see how people change and like how they meet with Christ and how their life changed and like how they get freedom and how they know, getting to know about me and that they're, I gave my life for them and how they are all becoming history makers. I love to see this stuff. And so he said, like, okay, let's go with me. And it will be tough. It will be difficult. It will be always, for your opinion, unstable, kind of. But it will be so fun. It will be so incredible, because in every situation when you can say, like, okay, I don't know what to do, and I don't know, I'm not sure in everything. But he will do the miracles. Every time he will do the miracles. And every time you will see something that ordinary man or woman can't, because this is so spiritual, and this is so powerful, and because God is awesome, and he is great, and he's so incredible. So, yeah, this is my God. Thank you.